Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to author G.D. Grace's A Touch of Grace, Literary Magic, on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 this is G.D. Thanks for tuning in with me today. This is Thursday, the 17th of April. Can you believe that we're almost half a year away? I tell you, time is so short. You know, I was just trying to use something on the platform for Blog Talk Radio, and the reception wasn't too good. So what I had to do was use Old Reliable, and that's using calling in on the telephone and actually starting the show so that we would have a clear broadcast. So if you've tuned in today, thank you so much. The show is doing fantastic. We are approaching 40,000 visits to this platform alone, and I'm interviewing all kinds of people from every walk of life as far as entertainment, people on the stage. There was one gentleman who has done over 120 plays. There are filmmakers, there are authors, there are poets. So this show is really coming along, and it's made that much more special because of all of you who are tuning in. So I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, I caught this clip on YouTube. And it was with Pharrell, and Pharrell was talking to Oprah. And when Oprah flashed back and showed him just how many people had embraced something that he created from nothing, of course, the song Happy. And you can't help but feel happy with this. So I'm going to go ahead and start the set off with Pharrell, Happy. Enjoy, and thanks for tuning in.
Take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
tuning in. That was Happy by Pharrell. That's how we kicked off the set today. I just wanted to say thanks again for tuning in. What am I doing today? Well, you know, I went to go visit my sister over the weekend, and she barbecued for me. She presented me with this pan of barbecued food, and she said, "This is for you." And the look in her eye just brought tears to my eye, because it's really all about the people in our lives. And, you know, I used to hang around with some pretty abrasive people, people that were all off. Well, their spiritual aura was not the same as mine. So once I got away from that, I got away from a lot of bad places. So if you're out there listening today to me, I'm someone who grew up in an urban neighborhood. I worked for AT&T for 26 years, worked for Stanford for a couple of years, and went through some pretty bad times as far as substance abuse. So if you're out there and there's something going wrong and you find that you're battling substance abuse, you know, check in someplace and go ahead and get the help that you need, because life really does begin once you get cleaned all up. So I'm an advocate for it. I'm here at 347-215-7169. You can press 1 if you want to talk to me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and move into the next song of the set. And this is one that is pretty popular, and it is by Stevie Wonder. It's called As. It's a very positive song as well. So hopefully you're enjoying the music this afternoon. And here's As.
Now can't reveal the mystery.
yes, that is a classic from the masterpiece by Stevie Wonder entitled Songs in the Key of Life. That one was called As, and it was featured in many of the films, that the African-American films that we all have come to love and cherish. So without spending too much time on conversation, I just want to say if you've tuned in today with GD, I appreciate you. Thanks for helping make A Touch of Grace 40,000 strong. And so I want to go ahead and get into the next song of the set. I'm really about uplifting music. This one is called You Will Rise, and it is by Sade's band Sweetback and the singer Amel LaRue. Enjoy, listen. Hope you're enjoying the afternoon.
Thank you.
not sure what that pickup was, but you know how technology is, and you just got to roll with it. So that was the one by Sweetback featuring Amel LaRue. It was called You Will Rise. Thanks for tuning in to A Touch of Grace with GD and Jamming with GD. So I just wanted to say, you know, when I started the show back in September of 2010, I never imagined how much growth would happen on the air for me. There are a lot of great guests that have visited the show and have allowed me access into their wonderful, talented world, and I'm just so grateful for all of them. So if you've tuned in today and you want to talk to me, all you have to do is hit 347-215-7169, hit number one, and you will be put into the queue. This is a celebration of life today. It is Thursday the 17th, and I'm so excited. We've got a couple of shows that are coming up tomorrow and on Sunday. Tomorrow's show will be with Brian Smith, and he is an author and a publisher. And then on Saturday, we will have the publisher of Concierge Magazine on with us, Will Petaway. So hopefully you'll be able to tune in to those interviews. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and kick things off again with another song. This one is by Lou Rawls. It's called Natural Man. Enjoy.
You know, there was a time when if someone told you to do something, you did it. Bam, right on. No questions asked. It was yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. You never said no, you know? But you know, things are changing nowadays. It's a new day, baby. Folks want to take their own lives into their hands and make their own choices. No longer do they want to go along with the program because everybody says right. You know what I mean? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You see, because I don't want no gold watch for working 50 years from 9 to 5. Oh, while the boss is guzzling champagne and I'm building beer and some dive. Cause I want to be happy and free, living and loving for me. I want to be happy and free, living like a natural man,
like a natural man,
a natural man,
like a natural man.
Well now, I refuse to listen to people saying that I live too high. I'm gonna taste it now before my one life streak on by, cause I want to be happy and a natural man.
Jamming with GD this afternoon. Thursday, the 17th of April, that was Natural Man by Lou Rawls. I kicked the set off today with Pharrell's Happy. Really love that young man and definitely love me some Lou Rawls. So if you've tuned in today, thanks for tuning in. A Touch of Grace is growing, growing, growing. And it is growing because of you, for you that make it happen for us every time we do the broadcast. So thanks for supporting the young artists out there and the ones that are already seasoned. So to move along in the music set, this one here is by the great Four Tops. It's called Reach Out. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon on this Thursday, this bright spring day. By the Four Tops called Reach Out. We're going to go ahead and move on along in our music set. This one is My Sensitivity by the great Ledisi.
Just to make sure things get strong, you tell me that.
Yes, that was from the Forever for Always for Luther tribute CD, and that was Let It See in My Sensitivity. So hopefully you're enjoying the music that I'm playing for you this afternoon. This segment of A Touch of Grace, Jamming with GD, is still currently in its test segment, but I'm allowing everybody to kind of participate on the growth with me and my on-air personality. So I'm going to play another song. It's by the ladies of DLP, the Davey O'Lee Project, and it's called Smooth. And a few weeks ago, I had an opportunity to interview the people, part of the project, and these ladies were on with us, and also Cornell Brown and Francine Lucas, who are behind the upcoming film, The Gangster's Daughter, and that is based on the life of Frank Lucas, the notorious American gangster, the one that Denzel Washington played in the movie. So this upcoming film will be shown or told from the daughter's perspective, and so it ought to be out later this year or early next year, but I really want to thank them for doing the show. So hopefully you enjoy Smooth. I know I do. Thanks for tuning in today on A Touch of Grace. Here we go with Smooth.
DLP. I'm
That's catchy, isn't it? So that's the ladies at DLP and the Davey O'Lee Project, and I believe that that's going to be a part of the upcoming film based on the gangster's daughter, who the gangster's daughter is Francine Lucas. Her father was Frank Lucas. He was portrayed in the American Gangster movie by the great Denzel Washington. So we're going to go ahead on and keep things moving with Girl Blue from Will Downing and George Duke. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon. Thanks for tuning in and supporting the show. Yes, that was the Will Downing and the late, great George Duke. That is from the CD, Pleasures of the Night, one of my favorite CDs, I have to tell you. When I lost my CD collection a couple of years ago, I had to replace that one, and that is one that I actually did replace. So if you haven't checked it out, it's very romantic. So if you're a romantic, you will love Pleasures of the Night by Will Downing and the late George Stu. Moving along here in the set, this one is called Fools Rush In. It's by Daryl Hall, the other half of Hall & Oates. Hopefully you're enjoying your day. Take care, and here we go. Like Hall & Oates, but I really did like Daryl Hall when he stepped out on his own. He had another one called Soul Alone. That CD is another one that I replaced instantaneously once I actually got myself back together. Soul Alone has some great cuts on it, one of them being Philly Mood, but this particular song, Fools Rush In, came from his solo CD, Cab Driver. It's a great CD. If you've not heard it yet, definitely go ahead and look it up on Amazon, because I know that you will not be disappointed. And that other one, Soul Alone, in itself is a classic. So I'm going to move right on along. And this particular song was a favorite by my late grandmother, Lil, and it's called What a Wonderful World. I just wanted to break things up a little bit and reach back in the past. So hopefully you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in to A Touch of Grey.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, or also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They really say I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And it indeed is a wonderful world. That was the late, great Louis Armstrong. It was one of my grandmother's favorite songs, and most certainly mine. And you can never get enough of music like that, music food for the soul. I'm going to go ahead and move right on along in the set. This one is The Makings of You by Gladys Knight. It's from the film Claudine, one of my favorites, and it was produced by the late, great Curtis Mayfield. Some of the best music are those the songs of that era. Thanks for tuning in, and here's The Making of You.
With a dozen roses, such what a sound. The joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings of you. It is true, the makings. Thank you. believe if I told you so. You're second to me. Love of all mankind should be sex or sun of the world. They're close but not quite. Almost impossible to do. Describing the making of you.
Nothing like the classics. That was The Makings of You from the soundtrack Claudine, produced by the late, great Curtis Mayfield. Curtis really did do a lot of great music in his time here on Earth. He did the soundtrack for Superfly. He also did a lot of the music in the original, Sister and the Sisters, Sparkle. I was having a senior moment there just a minute. But anyway, I want to go ahead and move along on the set. Thanks for tuning in. This is another test pilot here with Jammin' with GD. I'm trying to figure out how I want this segment of the show to go. The other segments, we have King and Queens. Those, of course, feature people doing great things, empowerment coaches, people who have overcome insurmountable odds. We have iArtist, and that's where the authors, the poets, writers and people in art of all walks of life fall under that segment. And then, of course, we have Street Player, and those segments usually feature people that are entertainment people from the music dwelling. And, again, I'm still trying to get used to talking, freestyling over the air. So thanks for joining me if you are, and I really do appreciate it. So we're going to move along in the set, and this one is by the fabulous Janet Jackson. It's called Together Again. Take a listen. Hope you're enjoying the music.
There are times when I look.
Many people experience major events in their lives, and once they happen, they never look at life the same. Well, for me, it was a series of events that caused my perception to change forever. Never would I have guessed in a million years that something which started out as a secret that I, along with another, tried to keep from the world, would be the secret that revealed an even greater secret to me. It was all due to a chain of events that shaped what I've come to understand now has to be true. I've never been one to sit and stare at the sky in amazement or marvel at nature. It was, however, in the winter of 2009, this all changed. It's funny how a different angle of the same things you've been looking at all your life can change how you see the same things you've been looking at your entire life. With this change, more change followed, which allowed me to share an experience that's brought the two of us together. To me, these events were extraordinary, and thank you for allowing me to share it through these words. Whenever you notice divine timing with the circumstances regarding your life, I want you all to ask yourself this simple question. Who else could it be but God?
Yeah, that is the book trailer for one of the guests who was on the show, Mr. Clayton Jones. It is for his book, Who Could It Be But God? And he was a fabulous guest on the show. And if you are interested in something enlightening, then check out his book. It's called Who Could It Be But God? And that's Clayton Jones again. So we're going to move right along in the set. And again, this is just a test pot segment. It's one of a new segment that I'm going to be featuring regularly on the show. I haven't decided if I wanted to do it this season or if I wanted to wait till next season. I've got some things that are in the works. I'm working with a young man who recently worked at MTV, and I'm looking to him to increase the sound quality here on the show. So, again, I'm just jamming. If you chose to call in and jam with me today, that's great. I love having you along on the journey. And A Touch of Grace started back in September of 2010, and that's when I primarily interviewed authors. And, of course, the following seasons, it expanded to filmmakers and poets and people in the art world from all walks of life. I even had a real-life Picasso on a couple of weeks ago named Byron Colbreth, and he does some great things with paint. So I'm going to move along here in the set. And I like this song. It was featured in the Set It Off movie with Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett, Kimberly Elise, and Vivica A. Fox. It was a scene where Queen Latifah's character actually died. So it's called Up Against the Wind. It's by Lori Perry. And hopefully you are enjoying the music that I'm singing for you this afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to A Touch of Grace. Thanks for keeping us strong.
Seems like I push against
such a hauntingly beautiful song, and that was by Lori Petty. It was called Up Against the Wind. It was featured in the Set It Off soundtrack. And moving along here in the set, I'm going to go ahead and play one by the Commodores. It's a classic called Zoom. I hope you're enjoying the show. Again, this is just a test segment. It's one that I'm going to be featuring on the show, working out some things with people that are experts in sound, because I want this show to actually elevate to the next level. But I really appreciate all the support, and this one here is called Zoom.
Just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is wasting somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Whoa, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Whoa, dream my dream. Whoa. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way somehow. Someday.
Yeah, you know, there's something about the classics. That one that was from the Commodores, it was called Zoom. I really appreciate you tuning in today and taking and walking along this journey with me as I test out a new segment for the show called Jamming with GD. I really love music. I love writing a lot, but before writing came music. And I love music. My family are filled with people who love music as well, and I enjoy playing music for you. So thanks a lot for tuning in, and I'm going to go ahead and move it along. I'm going to speed things up a little bit. This was an oldie but goodie. It was from the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack, the movie with Eddie Murphy when he was that cop down in Los Angeles. So it's pretty jazzy. It's pretty fun. It's pretty uplifting. So enjoy, and thanks for tuning in. Okay, here we go. It takes me back in time. I remember the 80s. I was young, free, wild, Didn't know that some of that wildness would catch up with me one day. But anyway, that's a great song by her, and it definitely is one that still packs the dance floors, I'm sure. So as I look here at the time, I think we got enough for a couple more songs here. But I want to thank you for taking this journey with me. I decided to share the test segments that I'm doing for A Touch of Grace, this next segment called Jamming with GD. I'm not sure if I'm going to premiere it during the season four, if I'm going to wait till season five when I have the sound quality down pack. But nevertheless, here's one by Gladys Knight and the Pips. I played a couple of those earlier from the Claudine soundtrack. I love Claudine, the movie. So hopefully you're enjoying hanging out with GD here this afternoon. And this is Make Yours a Happy Home.
You're just all on my way.
Yes, I love that one. That one's called Make Yours a Happy Home by Gladys Knight and the Pips. It was featured in the soundtrack for Claudine. And I just recall watching that movie. It's one of my favorites. They're all holding hands and they're walking down the street. They just mated, and by that time, the guy who was played by the great Jane Earl Jones had decided that he loved her enough to take on all her and her six kids. But it's a great movie, a classic that I love. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in with me today. This is a new segment that I'll be featuring regularly. Ooh, that's a word I always had trouble saying, featuring regularly in either later this season, which is season four of the show, or in the next season. But nevertheless, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in, all of the great guests that I have had on the show. We've got two powerhouses that will be joining the show tomorrow at 1:30 and then on Saturday at 1:30 as well. One of them is named Bill, and the other one is Will. So I have Bill and Will. Bill will talk about publishing and being an author, and then on Saturday, Will Petaway, will talk about Concierge Magazine. Talk about a high-end magazine, I have to tell you. But nevertheless, I am actually broadcasting these shows and sharing them so that you could take a walk along the journey with me as I grow A Touch of Grace. Right now, we are approaching 40,000 people visiting this platform. It is certainly becoming one of the most premier shows on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm just grateful. And I was going to try to squeeze in another song, but it looks to me like I would probably run out of time, so I don't want to do that. So these impromptu shows, they're really easy for me because I am, of course, developing my on-air personality to be able to freestyle and talk in between the music that I play. But I also want to feature audio trailers from authors and their books. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want your trailer to be featured during one of the segments, hit me up. I'm at authorgdgrace@gmail.com. It's been a great afternoon spent with you. Tomorrow is going to be Good Friday, and as we know, Sunday will be Easter. And to me, there's no other official way to start off spring than with Easter. So to you and yours, GD really loves you very much. Thanks once again. I couldn't do it without you. And I'm going to keep on striving for excellence as I develop this show and it grows more and more. So remember this always, GD loves you. Please make sure that you're loving yourself. And I'm going to be signing out for now, but I'll be back. Don't worry. You take care.